I'd say it's a lot.
You can't be serious, man. You cannot be serious!
What do you reckon,
boss? Got the doc in, Dr. Jimmy Stewart, James Stewart.
How are we doing?
And, this will spark Don up. His girlfriend's arrived. Don, we're doing the podcast. We're on air, Don. We're on air. Now, we got James Stewart here. Now, Jim.
Yes.
I attended a function with you. I don't think I've seen you since then. Yeah. Down at Bowen Heads, have a very successful function down there, just spreading the word about the plant-based restorative medicine, which we call marijuana oil, but you're not allowed to call that. And there was a contingent of people from all around the coast down there who were enamoured with your reporting and the address that was given. So tell us how we're going with the marijuana oil, because Don is a devotee of it still, and plenty of my friends are.
Do you know I ran to your car?
I am, but I've run out.
Pardon? I ran to your car the other day. We were at the football at Sorrento. I ran from the change room where we're sitting to your car to give you the $20. Now, to actually run... And I've put it down to the fact that I've lost 4 kilos and the marijuana oil.
Mm. Well, what an endorsement it is, as if we need one. So, Doc, tell us how that was received down there.
That was
on the West Coast.
It's nice down there, isn't it? It's beautiful.
I've never been there.
No, it's beautiful.
It's the West Coast over there, the East, isn't it?
The East Coast is over Point.
You tried down around Bowen Heads when you were a young boy.
Yeah, Ocean Grove, Point, Lonsdale.
No, you were big.
You were a hit down there. He was a hit at the talk. He was too. They were signing autographs and everything.
Angles in Lawn.
Just a minute.
The Pacific Hotel at Lawn. How did you go there?
Yeah, the Pacific.
John O'Crawford.
Yeah, Jonathan Crawford. Yeah, the Grand
Geelong
Pacific
boys
Hotel.
Used to go to the Pacific.
That's right. And beer used to be sick. I used to go down there when it was 6 o'clock closing. Remember 6 o'clock closing? Couldn't get a drink. Remember that?
Jeez, you would have been 14.
Don, 6 o'clock closing is when you couldn't get a drink in a
but
pub.
But you were four. You were
only
a young kid then.
No, it wasn't. Yes, 1966, wasn't it?
Oh.
I don't know. Interesting.
I think it was before that. But then you played havoc around the foreshore at Anglesey.
Wreaked havoc. What do you mean, I wreaked havoc? I was
you
a good,
know exactly
I was,
what
I was a very
mean.
Good surfer.
Oh, I know you were.
Very good surfer.
I know you were.
I used to put the beeswax, rub people down with beeswax, and my board. I used predominantly most of the beeswax on my board, but sometimes I'd rub down, well... I can say this because I was a heterosexual. I didn't rub men down with it or any other non-binary people. I was a heterosexual in those days and probably still am. Although, if you're standing erect and breathing, you're through to the semis without dropping a set at the minute the way I'm going. So I could rub anyone down with some beeswax. But no, we used to...
The terror of what is it called? The surf coast?
The what?
You're the terror of the surf coast.
No, it wasn't the terror.
From Angles, no. Bowen Heads to Lawn.
Yeah, Apollo Bay and all points,
Aries,
all points north.
Aries Inlet, west to east
Aries
of you.
Inlet. Oh, Aries
Fairhaven. Out. How'd you go at Fairhaven?
Aries Outlet and Inlet. Fairhaven. Fairhaven. Fair Peace. Fair Comp. Fair Average Quality. FAQ. That's what Fair Average Quality means. No, we had Lawn. They used to do them on the lawn. Fairhaven, Aries Outlet, Aries Inlet, everywhere. Bowen Heads. Point, Lonsdale.
Point Road Dodge.
Oh, Point. Oh, Point.
St. Leonard's.
Oh,
St. Leonard's.
Doc.
Yes.
So
it's going well. It's going good.
You had some new products there that...
No. Just the usual one. But what I did another talk last night, like we did with you the other week. I did last night in Sydney with Andrew Johns. the great Andrew Johns. Yes, so he's a patient of mine and going amazing. I've actually been treating him for about 3 years now. He was having seizures from all the concussions he's had. His neck was screwed.
Seizures from the concussions.
Yep.
Don, remember we were going to interview that lass from. If I got this mixed up. Not the girl from Geelong who had Tourette's.
No.
Someone who had seizures was treated with marijuana oil, and beside it being good for your recuperative powers with your my hands and everything. And
making you run to give $20 back.
Yes. It is mentally stimulating for... Tell us about that, Doc, before make up what I'm talking about.
So Joey was having seizures. And then he had one in public, had a big seizure, cracked his head, had one in public, and I saw the news article, and I actually contacted him on Instagram. I just messaged him and said, mate, I would like to try and help you with the seizures. What I can do can potentially help. And
that's 3 years ago.
Yep. And he wrote back, hasn't had a seizure since. He's surfing every day. He had a running story. He's able last year was able to run and kick the footy with his kid for the first time.
Really?
Yep, he wasn't able to run.
Is he on the BeFit food?
Don't know.
No, Don.
Don't know.
Don't worry about the BeFit food. I'm sure
he has dropped a bit of weight, though, actually.
There we go.
Doc, so you say you're able to help him in what regard? So he had seizures and you went, you spoke to him or met him or whatever.
Yep.
And what did you prescribe? What did you suggest he do?
Yep, so CBD oil. So we just started him on that. Same thing you guys are on, just started nice and slow and build it up. And he got benefits with lots of things.
Was he sceptical to start with?
He'd actually heard about it and he'd been doing a little bit of stuff, researching from the States and that kind of thing.
He hadn't been on it?
He hadn't been on it, no. So we started him on it and he went great guns. So there actually is really good evidence around coming out of the States about post-concussion syndrome and chronic traumatic encephalopathy. So the one that, when people have repetitive head knocks, they start going mad. That's because you create inflammation around the nerve in the brain. And so CBD is potentially looking at being can combat that. So I'm actually trying to speak with the heads of the AFL and NRL and that kind of thing, because concussion's huge at the moment, to try and do some trials with getting players to use CBD, no THC, CBD oil, and it'll help them with prophylactically with any head knocks they get. It shouldn't start that inflammatory process happening in the brain, and also they'll get any inflammatory benefits with their recovery time and the muscle soreness. So
what would happen, Doc, for someone like... Andrew Johns, who is on it for 3 years and then he stops.
What would happen?
Yeah,
don't know.
Does he go backwards? Or?
No, potentially not. So if the oil has dialed down the inflammation that was happening in his nerves, then it wouldn't return. However, if once he stopped the oil, inflammation in the nerves started firing up again, and you get these. These signals that happen with seizures, then it might come back.
But seldom do you speak, Ivan, but when you do, it seems to be reasonably crisp.
After
that
jet
was
lag.
Quite a good question.
Yes.
It was. I wish you'd thought of that, Don, besides sitting there like a fucking dummy. Now, Doc.
Yes.
I was just... I've lost my train of thought.
Joe Bidens again.
I've got to do a...
Joe Biden.
What's
fair dinkum.
No. When you criticise someone...
We've got one of the worst presidents out here at the minute and the other one who is just non-functional.
When you suffer from the Joe Bidens?
Don, I get asked a lot of questions about the difference between... I know what the difference is between CDH and TH... What is it?
CBD.
Cannabidiol. CBD and the THC.
Yes.
And they, because we know that the THC has the...
Makes you stoned. That's what you're just going to say.
Makes the properties in it that make you a little drowsy and stoned.
Yep.
And people say, well, someone said, oh, I've been taking that in the morning. I said, you don't take the THC in the morning. I said, you take it at... Tell us when you do take THC,
please. Usually you would take it at night time for a couple of reasons, because it does have sedative properties, but you can't drive if you've got THC on board. So you'll get swabbed.
You wouldn't
take it in the morning, unless someone doesn't have to drive or they're using it for something else like nausea and that kind of thing. So actually I've got to do a shout out to Carly from Carly Writes and her lovely mum and dad, who I had a consult with during the week, and her mum told me that she's never met you, but you are popping up in her dreams.
Who?
Mr. Newman.
Really?
Well, how old is she?
She's alive with a heartbeat or whatever you said before.
Yeah, standing around. Well, I might drop round, see. You wouldn't have a dress, would you?
No. No, but she said she's never met you and she doesn't know why, but you're appearing in her dreams.
In what capacity? Was I haunting her or stalking her?
I didn't go into it, but she said you were there. So next time, give her a shout out. So there you go.
Well done, Doc. And what, her and a daughter?
Daughter and the husband, who was ex-con. Oh, yeah, he was in there as well.
What's her name?
Carly's the daughter.
Mr. Carly. Mr. Carly, we'll take that back.
Thank you very much.
We were only being jocular.
Yes, John. We've had an incident with the plumber already, and we don't want anything else happening.
Now, come on, Doc.
Moving right along.
When is the next? So you're doing a lot of these seminars.
Spreading the word, trying to get out there and just let people know it's an option.
Can we mention 11? Flew you out?
Yeah, 11. So I'm on the advisory board for 11 Health, the medical advisory board. So I guide them in trials and things that they should do. And we've actually had a thing submitted to a tribunal where we're putting in to get funding to do a full study on concussion using CBD. So
it's a bit of a loaded question, this, Doc. But just for us chatting about it. You find a number of patrons and clients coming to your surgery as a result of hearing us speak about it?
Of course,
please, for God's sake.
Yes, I do. This has been all in vain.
John?
Yep, no, we do. Yeah, no, it's been good. And like I always say, the people that listen to your show, the demographic is right across the board. You don't just appeal to men and old footy players. You've got younger ladies. You've got older women.
Really?
Everyone loves you. That's excited
me. I wish I could do something about it.
Did I... Well, has marijuana oil been perfected into being an aphrodisiac that Don could sprinkle on his 8-day and see if anything would happen?
He could give it a try. Maybe you could do that and let us know next week.
Get a fair draft of it in one of those syringes, Don, and sprinkle it on the 8-day clock and see if anything happens. You might not get, might not start to wheeze or cough. It might. Because it has its moments, I'm told. In the past, it's had its moments. It's erupted in fury in your jodhpurs, and you've found it hard to tie it down. Now, Doc, if we could... just what did you say then that made... I'm losing my train of thought.
About concussion? We're getting it into... Trying to get into sports with concussion kind of thing.
Physical complaints about joints and stuff, epilepsy or having seizures.
Yep.
What other complaints, medical complaints, have you found marijuana oil, or as you call
plant
it,
plant medicine? Yes, plant medicine can.
Has been advantageous in.
Can help with anxiety. And things like that. So dialing down your racing mind, overthinking things, CBD predominantly tends to do that. So over time, I don't know whether you guys have noticed, your mind doesn't race as much. I mean, you two don't seem like you're overly stressed, but it does slow the mind down. Any inflammatory issues, so like your for ladies, like fibromyalgia, endometriosis, these type of things. Arthritis, which you guys got in your hands, post-surgery wounds and sores and scar tissues, that can help as well. And sleep.
I have noticed, because I do suffer from migraines.
Ah, yes.
That I'm only having the occasional migraine.
Yep.
Where I was having them once a week, and I've got the Moltex and whatever else. I know how to handle it, but I noticed that I'm not having the number of migraines that I have had.
Yep.
Now, the only thing I'm doing is these two things.
The cake, food, and the
marijuana.
Yeah,
oil.
No,
so
it is good for.
I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, no, I have had a lot of people respond to migraines.
Would it be fair to say, without cutting you off there, that we're going into areas that you don't know, I don't know, and nobody knows about what marijuana oil could be used or can rectify
So really behind on research because of the whole war on drugs and the ban for the last 100 years. So they're really, really behind on research. But I think there is some amazing things to come out of this plant. Like it'll be years down the track.
Do you think it'll be in our lifetime? Because
I reckon they'll unlock something. And it's evident that this plant is supposed to be our medicine for two reasons. One is that the most abundant receptor in the human brain is a cannabinoid receptor. So think about that. The most abundant receptor we have in our brain is a cannabinoid receptor. So that tells you that the body's cannabinoid system plays a huge role, and the plant's cannabinoids, so phytocannabinoids that come from cannabis, are the exact shape to lock into our receptors in our body. So that tells me that, come on, this is a medicine. Now, of course, it's not for everybody and does have side effects, so please see a doctor before you come and see me.
But the other side of it, which is prohibitive, and a lot of people, I think it's good for elderly people, but they just cannot afford it. So something has got to be done, because the market, I think, is in for older people.
Yeah, it is.
They cannot afford it.
Yeah, so that's why we need to do these studies to get enough evidence to put it on the PBS. Yeah, I know. It's a pain. Hopefully the prices will start to come down. Some companies are offering like compassionate access for people that are struggling and that kind of thing. But
so what do you say? Is there a huge markup in this stuff?
I don't think so, because I thought, like, when it started that it was pricey, but it was about the same price that it is now. I thought when more competitors came onto the market that it would drive the price down, because people, if they could do it cheaper, would do it cheaper, but it's kept everything pretty much the same. So I don't think there's a huge markup. That's why there's a lot of the cannabis companies aren't making millions and millions of dollars. They're just keeping their head above or something going backwards. So I don't think there is a huge markup.
Is there better cannabis oil than, you know, quality-wise, you pay more for... Because I have been told that the top quality stuff is much dearer than what the run-of-the-mill is. So
there's
degrees
different
of cannabis oil. Am I right in saying that?
Yeah, there is. And all the Australian regulated stuff is top quality. We've got the strictest regulations in the world. So the CBD oil you get prescribed is very, very high quality. And then within those prescribed ones, you have got different properties of each one. Now, to say one's better or worse, it depends, because everyone responds differently.
How can if you grow a marijuana plant?
Yes.
How can a plant be different in quality?
Just like you're growing any plant, John. Really? Some are better than others.
Yeah, like you grow roses. There's how many different types of roses there are?
Well, there might be different types of roses, but how could
there be different types of cannabis plants? There's thousands of different
vegetables you eat. If you go to a supermarket, they've got no taste, but if you go to a specialist greengrocer...
Vegetables.
Vegetables.
What?
You said vegetables.
Andrew Venables.
You said vegetables. It's vegetables. It's got a G in it. You said vegetables.
Speaking of good things that Kate Save does, do you get those protein cake ball things?
Yeah, the lemon
the
one.
Best. The
dimmies are the best.
Oh, the protein, what's it called?
Protein
the cake
balls.
Ones, yeah, they're unreal.
Oh, no. I thought it might
the
have
lemon,
been.
The lemon ones.
Yeah, lemon. I haven't tried the lemon. I've only got the cake one. Yeah,
Don's going to get. No one say what he's going to get. The little sachets you get from Kentucky, you know, that wipe your hands. Lemon, you just rub them across your knackers. You get the vegetable. You get lemon balls. Don. I thought the quality of it might be like cocaine. I mean, if you don't cut it down, you can get pure cocaine.
Oh, do you know about that?
Oh, what? I've never been to the moon, Don, but I know it's there.
You sniffed it.
What? I don't like... I've told you this before. I don't like cocaine. I don't mind the smell of it.
You tried it but didn't like it?
I don't mind the smell of it, but I don't like it. I said that to him once before. He still didn't get that joke. I only like the smell of it, Don. I don't like actually taking it. Now, I've used some of my best stuff on him and he never gets any. He's as dull. He's as dull as a fucking winter's day. Right, Doc, we're going to just take... You might be interested in the next person we're going to speak to. So we're going to just finish this and then we're going to come back with the person we're going to interview.
Awesome.
And that's what we're going to do. So here we go, Don. What am I doing? I'm just closing... hang on.
Don't swear.
Hang on.
Press the music. Here we go. You ready?